Welcome to Divine You, the podcast. My name is Johanna and Divine You is all about your inner wisdom meeting outer transformation. And this is the Christmas episode. So merry Christmas. I hope wherever you are in the world, you are happy, you feel content, you feel satisfied, you probably feel full of food, I don't know. But you spend the time and the days with like your friends, your family, like the people that are the most important in your life. So I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful time. And I want to dive into a topic today, which changed a lot for me this year when I did it. So I honestly want to share a process that is a bit uncomfortable, but also it's like an inner cleaning process that is going to set you up for a powerful new year and will help you to leave everything that no longer serves you, to leave it behind, to release unhealthy energetic connections to situations or people, or just to, yeah, let go of everything that is kind of dragging you down, holding you back, just let it go and release it. So I would say let's start from the beginning and I'm going to share the process with you step by step. So maybe you want to take a sheet of paper or your journal and a pen. So this is going to help you to even dive deeper into it and even start like writing down ideas and thoughts while I'm talking. So the first thing is that in my opinion, and that's honestly my own opinion, personal development needs pretty much three things. And the first one is radical honesty with yourself. I know it's a tough one. It's a really tough one. But as more honest you are with yourself and of course the people around you, but first with yourself, the more you open up space for transformation and change. As long as you're not fully honest, you still have bits and pieces that you hide from yourself and then you can't change them. You have to get brutally, radically honest with yourself. That's the first thing. The second thing is self-responsibility. It's easier to say, this is like that because this person has done this or because that's the circumstances, yada, yada, yada. But no, no. You're responsible for your own life. You're responsible for your health and your thoughts and your relationships and everything. That doesn't mean that something really awful might happen, but you're still responsible for how you react and how you deal with it and everything else. So full responsibility is the second thing. And the third thing is leadership, to lead yourself. And I mean, those all go hand in hand. If something happens in your life where you're like, oh, didn't want it like that, I wanted something else, that also means like leading yourself through it and not saying like, well, the outside is stupid and that's why it is how it is. So they all go hand in hand, to be honest with yourself, to take full responsibility and to lead yourself through everything that happens and everything that is going on in your life and also internally, your thoughts, your feelings, everything, your habits, everything. So that's the base that we're going to build on. And if you're like, no, I don't want to be honest, no, I don't want to take responsibility for my life, and no, I definitely don't want to lead myself, then this is not the episode for you. I just want to say that quite honest, because it's not going to be easy what I'm going to share, but it's going to free yourself like crazy. So let's breathe before we dive deeper. And I'm kind of laughing because I believe that in every hardship, there's also something very easy and light and fun. Okay, so the process is that I know that you know where things are not okay in your life. I know that you definitely know where things are not okay in your life. And I want to support you and just help you and inspire you to write those things into your journal or on a piece of paper now. And it's sometimes like an energetic disbalance. You have the feeling like, ah, this is off. This doesn't feel right. How that situation went, or how this relationship ended, or what I said, or, oh, it doesn't feel right. It's still like, ooh, when I think about it. And we just know that. And sometimes we pretend we don't know, but the truth is we really know. So I know that you know, and you know that you know. So the point in this exercise is to be honest, as I already said, and be responsible, as I already said, and take leadership to really write down where is something not cleaned up in your life, where's something like energetically still open. I often also find that for me, those are things that kind of pop up in my day-to-day life. Suddenly, like a past situation is like, there it is in my mind, or something that happened, or a person suddenly comes up, and it's like, ew. So it's all the things where you just like, if you think of them, it's kind of a tense feeling, a feeling of contraction, and it doesn't feel free and peaceful and light. And those are the things, you know, oh, they are not clean. They are not energetically closed in a good way. They're still kind of open. So I always feel it in my body. It's always like, and you can also just think about it. You will know it in your mind, but it's all the things where you just have a weird feeling. And as I already said, it's often things that just come up during the day, suddenly in your mind. And it's just like, there it is. There it is. There it is again. Oh, this also. And there this thing is again, which I knew I needed to do, but I didn't do it yet. So, And the thing is, those are also the things that hold us back on an energetic level. It's just holding us back. We are making ourselves small. We are making ourselves incompetent. We're just not behaving the way we should, and we're not in our highest self. And I also had to go through that and learn from that and just do that, because I was like, okay, there are things not going the way I want to, and I know that I'm not in the highest version of myself acting the way I want to. So yeah, the first step is just to write it down. And maybe it's a good idea to give you like 1 or 2 days to just get all the things, because the bigger topics will come more easily. But maybe they're like smaller things. It might just be an invoice that you haven't paid yet, or it might just be just something where someone said something and you know in your heart that you need to say that was not okay for me. So there might be like really small things that are still in your energetic field, which are not fully cleaned. So those might come maybe at night, tonight when you go to bed, or maybe next couple of days. So maybe give yourself some space to fill up the list till you have the feeling that this is complete. This is it. So this is the first step. And the second step is, of course, to do the things and to heal it. And I will give you 2 examples from my own list and from my own life. And then I will also give you some things that you can do to heal it, or just to clean it up and on an energetic level. So I'm probably sure that you have lots of ideas or tools as well. So you can, of course, also use your tools, or I definitely have the feeling that you're so empowered to just use your own tools as well. So do that. Yeah. So 2 examples from my own life. One is personal. I had a relationship, and that's a couple of years ago, to be honest. And there was still like so much guilt and shame and accusations towards him and towards myself, what he did wrong, what I did wrong. So I wrote a forgiveness letter towards him and also towards myself to clean that. And that feels so much lighter and so much cleaner than it did before. So this is one example. And the other example was with two clients. And usually it goes like that, that we have like a coaching container for a certain time frame. It's like a certain amount of month. And usually we have like a certain amount of sessions as well, but this is sometimes or just like changing. So there's, don't fix me on that. That's what I want to say. It might be different when you want to come in the coaching, but it always gets better. So, but there was like the contracts I had this far was like, it was a certain amount of coachings. And with two clients, something happened which I didn't have with any of the other clients. Usually it goes like that. We have all our sessions and the final session is like a wrap up. It's like where we look back on the beginning, where we had like our first ever conversation, where we talked about the goals of the coaching commitment. And it's always so much fun just to look back and see what people were aiming for, what their goals were, their visions, and to be honest, to see what they reached, because most of the time they reached a lot of their goals and like are more in the life they wanted. So it's always so interesting, such a fun session, like to like go full circle in our coaching container and be like, oh, that's what you wanted in the beginning. And now see your life, what changed. And that's what you said in the beginning. And now see you have this and you have that. And, or maybe that's something we can still work on, but it's like full circle, bringing things full circle. And with two clients, for some reason, their coaching container just dispersed. It was just like, we never had the ending session. And it was not even clear whether they had sessions open. It was like a really weird feeling because I was not contacting them. They were not contacting me. And one of them is even one of my friends. So always when we met, there was this weird feeling of, ooh, there's something still open, which we don't talk about, but there's something still weird. And what I did is I calculated all the sessions, and there's also something which I do different now, but that's like older coaching commitments. So yeah, it was always like the feeling like they get still coaching sessions from me. And I calculated everything. It was just like, no, that's not even true. And then I reached out to both of them and sent them a WhatsApp voice message and was like, this is the situation. This is like a package. It's like the sessions we did. And if you want, we can still have the final session if this feels aligned with you. And that was my part of the equation. I was just like, this is it. That's the terms. It's the condition. That's everything. So here you go. So I cleaned that up for myself as well. And the interesting thing is that with those things, you have to clean them for yourself. This is not to be loved or liked by anyone else. It's not that you can go in a conversation and be like, if I now talk to the person and I tell the person that this and this didn't went well or this and this isn't okay, then the person probably will say, I'm sorry. You can't do that. You can only say, I'm going in the conversation to say, this was not okay. This is okay. I'm fine with that now. I just wanted to let you know. Da, da, da. But you can never clean it up when you still expect something or want something from the other person. That's not working. So you have to be very, very, very clean. So just as a little side note here. So that's the point. So you write it all down and then you start to clean it. And you can clean it in the way that feels most aligned with you. So what I found with relationships, there are relationships where I just feel, oh, I can talk to the person. That feels scary, but I know that this is the right way. And then there are other relationships where I just feel like, no, I don't even know why, but it doesn't feel aligned from my soul. I know I have to find a different solution. For example, with a past relationship, this person is not talking to me any longer. Even if I would reach out, I probably wouldn't get a reply. So this would even be more harmful for the whole situation, a past relationship. So I was like, I'm writing a forgiveness letter towards him and towards myself, because in the end, the work is just in myself. And whether the other person wants to do something about it or wants to heal that or not is not on my plate. So I was like, what's the solution for me? This is my solution. I'm going to hear that for myself. So there are people in your life where you're like, oh, it's the right thing to talk to them because I just know that this is the right thing. And it comes more from your soul. And I also know myself, there are things where I'm like thinking from my brain, oh, you need to talk to the person. But on a soul level, I know this is not the right way. You just need to do the work for yourself. So you have to be very aware of that and very careful. So you can write it, you can contact the person, you can write an email. Sometimes it's just small things like an invoice that you haven't paid yet, or a doctor's appointment that you should do, or someone you just said like, well, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to contact you, whatever, and just clean that up. That's the only thing you have to do. And you know the solution. You already know the solution. I'm very sure you do. So you know it. And sometimes it's just something where you just, I just need to send that, or I just need to say that, or I just need to call there, or I just need to give the money there, or I just need to do or say that. So sometimes it's really easy, the action in itself. Sometimes just the bravery to do it. Just to be like, can you do that now? Because I know it sets me free, but I'm a bit scared. So yeah, it takes bravery, but the action in itself is probably quite easy. Just need to take the time, the space for it, and just do it. Yeah, so that's what I want to give you today. Yeah, the only thing is, if you feel like it's not an option to contact the person, maybe it's an option to write a forgiveness letter or just a letter in a way which suits you. So yeah, the rest is probably something where you know what to do and know how to handle it. So this is it. This is the Christmas cleanup for this year. I'm quite excited. I've already done most of the things on my list, so I feel quite clean. Also, this year was quite tough for me. There's still lots of things I haven't shared and I don't feel ready to share. I might share more in the future, of course, but I don't know when. But I'm really looking forward to the 1st of January, because we're going to see each other either in this podcast or we are going to see each other in Manifestation Mastery, which is still open. You can still sign up for free. It's a 4-day session program. And it's all about manifesting together, because I long for community. I also long for clear manifestation, for really clean, clear, to the point manifestation for the next year. I really long for that. Like, really get energetically really aligned. That's also part why this podcast episode is about cleaning and everything that hasn't been cleaned. So if you want to join, you can still join. You find the link in the show notes, also on my website. And yeah, that's pretty much it for today. I hope you have a wonderful end of the year, an amazing, peaceful end, and that you do the exercise from today. And if you want to share something, if you want to share how brave you are, you can do that on Instagram with me. And I send you so much love, and we are going to hear each other on the 1st of January here in this podcast. So much love, and talk to you then. Bye-bye.